And this morning we go into the Word of God from Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And he says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Somebody say, whew, it's sharp. The word of God is sharp. And we're starting a new series this morning. And we're going to be looking at how the word is sharper than a two-edged sword this morning. And our thought for today is, it came to pass. Scream it back at me. Say, it came to pass. It came to pass. And y'all, this is who we are. We have to remember it. It's sometimes you just plain old have to remember who you are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, and we are having a human experience. Ooh, sometimes those human experiences get to you, don't they? But we really are spiritual beings. So, how does understanding who we are impact our human experience? And this morning we're going to be talking about perceptions and how our perceptions expand our understanding so that we will be aware that these things came to pass. So we're going to go in for a closer look, and we're going to go back to that Hebrew scripture. For the word of God is quick. It is powerful. Look at somebody and say, it's powerful. It's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner. Say discerner. A discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Somebody say intent. Sometimes I don't even know what my intentions are, but the word does. As somebody say, do you know your intent? So this morning we are going to be looking through the eyes of a double-edged or two-edged sword. Holler back at me and say, multiple vision. This morning we're going to talk about how we looking at things. How are we looking at things? And we're going to use English this morning. A little bit of English. And in the English language, we have something called homonyms. And homonyms are two or more words having the same spelling or pronunciation, but they have different meanings or origins. Now, origin usually means Latin, Greek, whatever. But in our case, origin means where you coming from. Look at somebody and say, where you coming from? Where are you coming from? Are you coming from a place in your heart of love? Or is this originating from another place that maybe you don't even know where it came from? Just popped out. Sometimes even our origins are peculiar and mysterious to us. So we may not know the origin any more than we know the origin of the words we're using. So homonyms can be troublesome because they can refer to three distinct classes of words. Doing a little English here. For example, Homonyms may be words with identical pronunciations, but they may have different spellings and meanings. For example, to. I'm going to church. To, T-O. And then y'all came to church too, T-O-O. And then Brandon and I, the two of us, came together. That's what a homonym will do for you. And then there's another thing. It has the identical pronunciation and it has the identical spelling, and it can mean something totally different. For example, the word quail. Quail is a bird, a delightful bird from the Old Testament that the Lord sent to feed the children of Israel. And that was a source of food, of nourishment, quail. And then there's another quail that we do not particularly want to be caught doing, which is to cringe. I quailed in response to what she said. Ooh, it made me feel kind of funny on the inside. I didn't know the origin of what she was saying. So I quailed in response. Somebody say quail. Have you quailed lately? Be careful that you don't be eaten like a bird. I wonder where my joke was going to come in this morning. They slip them in on me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just as amused as y'all are sometimes with the word. And the next one is, here's another one that sounds like the same spelling. Sign. I saw the sign. The rainbow sign in the sky. Then I had to sign my name on that document. Or a check. Or something. So I signed my name. And then we have sign. I don't know how to do it, but you know signs when you see them. It can be one on the side of the road or a language sign. Then there's tie. Tie your shoes. The game was tied. Oh, that's three. And then you have a necktie. Don't see too many people in ties very much, but ties are there. And then you got a tip, what you leave on the table whenever you go out to eat. I have a tip for you. I wouldn't do that if I was you. And then we have other kind of tips too, the tip of a pen. So the tip of the iceberg. These words help us to understand what Scripture means when it says the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Y'all remember those cool knives back in the day? I haven't seen one in a long time. But when I think of the words that have three meanings, it's the knife that has the serrated edge, and then you have the sharp edge, and then right at it, it's got that little hook point. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's a cool knife. It's sharp. And I think they use it to slice beef and stuff. But right on the end, it has something like a little curve, and it's sharp, too. The word is an amazing instrument to cut. And it can cut all kinds of ways. And so some examples of homonyms in Scripture, just a little few. We're going to go with holy. And Peter tells us in 1 Peter 16:1, we're still talking about the word being sharper than a two-edged sword. Holy means to be dedicated or consecrated, is sacred morally and spiritually. We are excellent as unto God. And 1 Peter reminds us to be holy, for I am holy, says our Father, Elder Brother, the Holy Spirit. Look at somebody and say, be holy. Be holy now. Have to remind ourselves to be holy. Ooh. 1 Peter 1:16. And then there's holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. I always misspell this word because I always want to put an E-Y in it. But it's Oche. I'm doing that thing again. See, I told y'all I was going to get busted when my word starts. W-H-O-L-L-Y. My friends, my brothers understand my, I can't explain it. Sometimes my words are just special, Jesus. But to wholly means to give over totally, completely, fully, without question. Somebody say, you all in. You all in. That's what it means to be holy. And Joshua said in Joshua 14 and 8, I wholly followed the Lord. Didn't halfway follow him a little bit, just a little bit. Nope, nope. He said, I followed him all the way, wholly, completely. And then we have our other holy. I should have wore something with some holes in it. Well, I got a necklace that's got some holes in it. But we don't want to be holy, okay? There's a certain kind of holy you just don't want to be. This one, H-O-L-E-Y. Somebody spell it with me. H-O-L-E-Y. H-O-L-E-Y. That means you are full of holes, imperfections, or deformities. And these are the things in Old Testament that we're told that would render a man or a person unavailable for priesthood, and it was not an acceptable sacrifice. Holy. I was looking for the word holy, and y'all know holy like that is not in the scripture, but what came was blemish. Christ offered himself as a sacrifice without blemish, acceptable to God. And that is 1 Peter 1:19. So somebody say, I want to be holy. Holy, holy. Not holy for the Lord. So we use three different holies right there. I want to be holy, holy. I want to be completely holy. Song says, I learned how to live holy. So for us to be able to be holy, we have to wholly allow our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit to plug those holes up that may leave us blemished. And that's why we say it came to pass. I like this, y'all. It came to pass, for the word in Hebrew says that it pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Somebody say it came to pass. It came to pass. How many of you know it came to pass this morning? See, the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it is piercing. It pierces because it cuts away the way we thought about this thing. You got to keep going now. Yeah. Do I have to direct you to tell you how to do it, brother? So what we want this morning is a two-edged sword to cut away the pain, to cut away the sickness, to cut away the disappointment. Somebody said it came to pass. See, it came because it had to go. It came so that we could see that God really is in control. It came to pass because it had no choice but to. It came. Yeah, it came. But it also passed. See, it had a purpose with it. It didn't just show up to kick back and have a good time. No, it came because it had no choice to go, nothing but to go. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? It came to pass so that, you know, when things pass, you know, you're driving down the road You're going back and forth. And sometimes you be behind that car and it just won't speed up. But sometimes you got to go around it. It came and got in front of you so that you would have enough sense to pass it by and go on down the road. Sometimes that's the way our cares in life are. We just riding along behind this difficulty. We riding around behind this hardship. But the Holy Spirit say, put your foot on the gas, because it came so you could accelerate and so that you could go forward, so that you could pass that situation. Somebody say, it came to pass. That's what I like about the Word of God. We may not understand, but God understands. The Spirit understands, and it knows our hearts. It knows the situation's heart, and that's why it'll cut. Do like this, y'all. Just say it'll cut. It'll cut. That's why it came, so that we could cut it. Don't forget that spiritual elimination. It came so God can cut it. It came so that we could be the ones that destroy the generational curses. It came so that we could be the one that say here and no further. It came so that we would be the ones to take absolute, come on, we could be holy in the situation so that we could wholly depend on God, so that all of the holes in the situation would be blocked up by the blood of the Lamb. That's why it came to pass. So this morning I want y'all to stand on your feet and just say, it's got to go. It's got to go. Whatever it is, it's got to go. We are holy, and we are fully and wholly committed, and all of the places where there could have been, might have been a hole, it's got to go. It's got to go. And that's why we love our Father so much, because that's what He does. It came to pass. Had to go. Had to go. Got to go. To go. If this word has moved you in any way, just lift your hands this morning. Give God the praise and thanks, because He is worthy of all the praise. He is worthy. And He keeps reminding us to remember what we're working with. And we have a sword. It comes to us, and it comes to us in twos, and it comes to us too also, just to do what needs to be done. And for this, we are grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Lord, we thank You this morning for Your word. We thank You for Your truth. We thank You for the sword. We thank You for Your love. You know, Your sword is Your love. And nothing can move things out of the way like Your love does. Open our minds so we can remember. This thing did come just so it could go. And because of You, You make it possible. Help us remember. It's not lingering, it's going. And Lord, we just thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and gave it all so that we can have that confident assurance. Oh, Father, we thank You that whatever we are in the midst of, You are right there with us, and it does pass. And for this, we say thank You. We give You all appreciation. We give You all the gratitude, and we give You all the glory, because You are God and You are one with us in the midst of it all. And for this, we say thank You in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now receive this benediction. For now we see through a mirror dimly. Now we know in part. But oh, when it comes to pass, we shall know just as we have also known. And now abides the faith to know it's gonna come. The faith to know it's gonna pass. The faith, the hope, and the love to go forth knowing that the greatest of these is love. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.